You're listening to More Than Therapy. I'm your host, Jerry Wright, and this is episode number 5. Today's episode is titled, Sex During the Pandemic. This podcast is sponsored by ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai, or don't. We don't really care. Having more time at home with your partner can lead to more time for sex, but many people find that their sexual health is not protected by isolation and social distancing. In this time of safe physical distance, many of you wonder whether it is possible to have safe sex even during a pandemic. You may have just started a new relationship and be wondering when you can safely have sex. Your partner does not know that you are having sex, or he or she might be infected with COVID-19 and not know that sex can take place during a pandemic. For example, the New York City Department of Health has released a 2-page memo offering advice on how to enjoy sex and avoid the spread of the coronavirus. While coronaviruses are not transmitted exclusively through sex, some forms of sexual contact between individuals carry the risk of spreading the virus. The cause of COVID-19 is spread by droplets that occur when infected people cough, sneeze or speak and are inhaled by people nearby. While aerosols and fomites can easily transmit the virus, any form of physical contact with an infected person can cause it. Although it is safe to limit the pool of sexual partners as much as possible and to have sex as rarely as possible, you can still increase your risk of contracting COVID-19. Physical distancing does not mean that everything sexy is taboo, and sexual intimacy can be used as a strategy to help you get through this difficult time. We encourage open communication with your partner and see the situation as an opportunity to explore how technology can give you the chance to have sex from a safe distance. They could use this time to try to be more open to social media sex, such as sharing sexy snaps or having phone sex with friends, family members or even friends of friends. The answer is yes, but you should still stay separate in the bedroom and not have physical contact or sex now. The New York City Department of Health suggests taking precautions if you or your partner falls into a high-risk group, such as if they are immunocompromised or have a chronic condition such as diabetes, before making the decision to abstain from physical sex altogether. If you are under quarantine or isolation or suspect exposure, the CDC says there is no response and you should not have physical contact with or have sex with them, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Suri says if your household partner has not come into contact with anyone with COVID-19, shows no symptoms, feels healthy and behaves in a way that makes you think that he is harboring the virus for some reason, you should not have sex with him, but if they show symptoms or have behaved in any way for reasons that are believed to harbor the virus, you should not have sex, although their symptoms may be mild and they may not have symptoms. The best way to prevent COVID-19 is to avoid close physical contact, including sex, with anyone who does not live near you. You are safe with every person you have sex with, just make sure you wash your hands and sex toys with soap and water. Masturbation does not spread COVID-21 or any other infection, but can cause symptoms such as fever, headache, nausea and vomiting. Now that the coronavirus pandemic is in the news in 2020, sex talk is a good time to stay home, wash your hands and keep a 6-meter distance in public. It's complicated because what the guidelines say about safe sex is not the same for all or every couple. But it's open and unequivocal. Be safe with your sexual partner and be honest with yourself and your partner about the risks and benefits of sexual activity during a pandemic. This urges people to follow the recommended guidelines and not take unnecessary risks, says Jennifer O'Hara, a sexual health expert at the University of Melbourne School of Public Health. We are determined to help everyone stay as safe as possible, but it is better to be open and honest with people who are having safe sex and with people who are unsafe. If you continue to have sex with people, it is best to limit your pool of sexual partners as much as possible. If sex is not possible, try to avoid group sex during the pandemic and have as few partners as possible. The more partners, the greater the risk of COVID-19 and the greater the risk of STI and HIV infection. It depends on the type of sex you have, but if it's the safest option, do it with a safe partner. Try this method with a partner who has set boundaries and respects the privacy of the other, such as a friend, family member or work colleague. This is all for today, guys. My name is Jerry and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of More Than Therapy and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye. Ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai, or don't. We don't really care.